This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and Anthony has something to say.
When me and Father meet people, we were just discussing, we no longer want to ask them, are you saved? We want to ask them, does Christ live in you? Christ, the hope of glory, by the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing life to your mortal body, putting in you the wisdom, the power, the love, the grace, the glory of heaven. Have you allowed Jesus Christ to empty you so he can have a habitable home to live and to dwell in, so he can rearrange you and bring every disorder into order from the inside out? You know, the only thing different from Christianity, other than it's the truth, than maybe Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, is that our God comes and he lives within us. He dwells within us and he makes us into another Christ. That the same power, the same authority that he walks in, he gives it to us so that we can be the light of the world, so that we can be the light of the family. You can be the light of your workplace. Do you know when God created you? He created you to be the light wherever you go, to release the light, because the light lives, dwells, and has his being within you if you invite him in.
Light from light, God from God, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through whom all things were made. Are you the light in your work today? Are you the light in your family today? Are you the light in your Sunday school today? Are you the light when you go to church? We are called to be light. And I'm telling you this. In the world, you have darkness. In the world, you have darkness. And the world is waiting for the light of Christ to shine and get rid of this miserable darkness. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You might not feel like the light, but if Christ lives in you, the hope of glory, you are a light to the world. I'm not telling you feel it. I'm telling you who you are. You see, I don't have to feel my heart beating, but thanks be to God, it beats anyway. I don't feel it, but it beats anyway. And that's real. You don't have to feel like the light. But if you belong to Jesus, you are the light. And he has no other light but you. That means you bring light into darkness. The darkness of sin. The darkness of fear. The darkness of temptation. You are the light of the world. Our Lord said it. And Jesus doesn't lie. We are lights like the moon. If the full moon is our blessed mother, complete reflected light of the sun. I'm not a full moon, but I am part of the moon. And I shed some light because Christ in me is the hope of glory. You, if you belong to Jesus, the light resides in you. His name is Jesus. And you bring light to the world, one at a time. Know who you are. That's the big problem with priests today. They don't know who they are in Jesus Christ and the power that God has given them. That's the big problem with Christians today. They do not know the power of our Lord Jesus Christ that dwells in them by the Holy Spirit. I was thinking just a little while ago, as I was coming down to the radio room where we are right now, I was thinking about Many years ago, I was not a priest. I was with Sister Miriam in her convent one day, and I had received a call from three professors. They had been playing with the Ouija board and had been tempted and tormented by the devil himself. Now here I am, a grade six teacher, not a priest, not a bishop, just a grade six teacher who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I was with Sister Miriam in her convent, and we had the window to the chapel open, and in walks the professors. They're freaked out. They had been playing with the Ouija board. And they asked who it was that was speaking to them. And it told them it was the devil. And they were freaked out because they were, like, he wanted to jump on them. And she came, they came to us. To us they came. Somebody said, go to them. They know the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, now, I'm just a young man now. Sister Miriam is none. So what happened? They came in and they were disheveled. Not looking disheveled, but disheveled by the fear that had come upon them as they were playing with the Ouija board. They asked the Ouija board who it was that was speaking to them. And the Ouija board answered, Satan. And they freaked out because Satan wanted to jump on them. I'm telling you, this is real stuff. Real stuff. So what did we do with them? We proclaimed the gospel. Greater is he that is in us who believe than he that is in the world. We proclaimed the gospel of Jesus, that they needed to and give them live their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They needed to invite Jesus Christ to come into their lives and forgive their sins. Oh, yes, we did that. We did that, and something began to happen. Change began to happen. The room that was filled with darkness started to be no more darkness, but a normal room. They left the place with peace. The last thing they asked for, their professors, last thing they asked, we want a drink of water. And so we got the water, gave them the drink of water, and they left. You want to know what? They never called back again. You want to know why? Because they were freed from the dominion of the darkness of hell. I'm telling you, God has raised up people to do things that only God can do. And guess who those people are? You. Yes, it's you. Not only me, not only Anthony, but you. You make a difference. And the enemy of our soul will tell you you're useless. You make a difference. And the enemy of our soul will tell you you are the weakest of the weak. I tell you, I'm the weakest of the weak. But in my weakness, I have the power of God. Because I cannot depend upon me. I need to depend upon Jesus. And it is in Jesus that things begin to happen, not in me. In Jesus. And things begin to happen in you, in Jesus. But you've got to give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Does Christ live in you? Does Christ rule and reign in you, in your life? See, when you give Christ the authority to rule and reign within you, he gives you the authority that he walked in to rule and reign over first yourself, then maybe demons, maybe sickness, things that are more than you could ask, think, or imagine. But you need to know who you are in Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. After this, I'm going to the hospital to go pray for people who the sick. And I'm going to command healing in the name of Jesus. I'm going to command that every cell of sickness withers and die in the name of Jesus. And that right now, God, release your power to heal this person. Because Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. So we're going to go for it. You know, whether he's healed or not, that's by the power of the Spirit, and that's Jesus. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you pray for 200 sick people and no one's healed, it is so pleasing to God because you're exercising faith. You're doing what the Word commands you to do. You're being who you were created to be, a vessel of Christ's glory, a vessel of His love, a vessel of His healing, a vessel of His power. But you need to allow the Lord to saturate you in the light of Christ. God is light, in Him there is no darkness. So when the light of God comes upon us and it begins to drive out darkness, sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's hard, sometimes we don't want to deal with everything we got pushed down. But the Lord wants to make you into a vessel of light, a lighthouse on this world, displaying Christ through you. See, while we're on this world, Christ uses vessels. He needs you to be a vessel for His love and His grace. You need to let go of control. You need to let the Lord begin to rule and reign within you, because He has a destiny for you that is far greater than you could ask, think, or imagine. But you need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you step by step into that destiny like a staircase. The Lord says, do not despise small beginnings. Wherever the Lord has you, He has you exactly where you need to be to get you to exactly where you need to go. Whether it's finances, whether it's the anointing, whether it's ministry. There's no skipping steps in the kingdom. You gotta, because every step you take, you're building your spiritual muscles. See, if the Lord showed me the fullness of my destiny when I came to the Lord, I would fall because I would think I knew more than the Lord. I would want to skip steps. I wouldn't want to do things that are hard at the moment. But the Lord just tells me what I need to know for today and what I need to do for today. And as I exercise that faith and I make little acts of submission to the Lord and obedience, then, you know, it's just consistency, and you grow and you grow, and the Lord sees He can trust you with more and more, because if we are faithful with little, we will be faithful with great, and the Lord knows. And as we plant seeds into the kingdom, we begin to reap a harvest, and then we plant more seeds, more harvest, more seeds, more harvest. But you need to let the Lord saturate you with His light. Jesus said, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be filled with light. So we got to make sure that the light coming into us isn't 6 hours of TV, 4 hours of YouTube, you know, whatever. Unless it's about the Lord Jesus, because our brain starts getting trained to just go after these like little dopamine responses of watching videos. And for me too, not sinful things. But the Lord has been focusing on me that, Anthony, I want you in the Word. I want you, you know, writing things down. And I want you to be present. Present to creation. Present to people. When it's just you and me. Present to me. That I can fill you with my light. That your mind is open. Your mind isn't locked up. So that I can speak to you. So that I can love you. So that when it's time to give someone a prophetic word. Or time to speak, allow me to speak through you, there's a clear channel. There's a clear channel, right? We want to have a clear channel from heaven to earth.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. I tell you, it all started with me when I was 21 years old. I was before the Blessed Sacrament. I had an experience of the power of God. I told him, you could have my life. And you know what? He took it. And from there, he led people to me and me to people. People to me and me to people to pray with them. You see, nobody used to pray with people. They'd say, well, I'll pray for you. Oh, no, no, no more. I'll pray for you. I'll pray with you if you want me to. People weren't saying that. They'd say, I'd pray for you. No, no, I'll pray with you. And when one prays with another, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen that I can't make happen. Do you pray with your children?
Yeah.
Not only do you pray for your children, do you pray with your children?
Yeah, every parent should be laying hands upon their children and declaring the victory of Christ, declaring what the Lord has for them. You have spiritual authority over those children. You know, you think maybe it's more effective to talk and teach them. You need to teach them the ways of the Lord. But every night as they lay in bed, should be in there and laying hands on them. And releasing the Holy Spirit, releasing the love of God, releasing their destiny upon them. Do it. It's going to be hard the first time because there's going to be a block in you. But as you do it one night and you do it Tuesday and you do it Wednesday and you watch what begins to happen in the Spirit.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. You don't have to look up in the sky to see Jesus. You need to look into your heart. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God in you wants to do exploits. But you've got to say yes. But I'm so weak. We're all so weak. Get over it. We're all so weak. I'm weak. But if I depended upon just that statement, I'm weak, I couldn't do anything. I'm weak, but I know that he's my strength. I'm weak that I'll do whatever he calls me to do because I'm not doing it alone. He does it through me. Oh, yes. If I ever thought of how weak I was and am, I never would have a radio ministry. Never, never, never. But I hear the word of God that says, when I'm so weak, I'm most strong because I've got to depend upon the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. We've come to this microphone so many times in weakness. But you know what? It didn't stop the Holy Ghost from touching people. It didn't stop the Holy Ghost from blessing people. I don't depend upon my strength, and I don't depend upon my weakness. I depend upon Jesus. I have nothing apart from Jesus. And I want to know something? You have nothing apart from Jesus. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But in Christ, you are the light of the world. In Christ, you are a blessing to people. In Christ, you are a presence of God to people. In Christ, oh yes, Jesus said it, I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus said it, the same life that flows through the vine is the same life that flows through the branches, called the Holy Ghost. I am the light of the world. Oh, he is the light of the world. And we proclaim it every Sunday. Light from light, God from God, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. Oh, we proclaim it, but do we believe it? We proclaim it, but do we live it? We proclaim it, but do we say, well, you know what? No, 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 no. We proclaim it because we believe it. And we believe it because we see God acting through it. As we step out in faith to pray with people. As we step out in faith to witness to people. Oh, yes, but you've got to do something. You might say, today, I feel so weak today. Well, in your weakness, he's your strength. Ask the Lord for one person. Send me to one person today that I could bless. Send me to one person who's discouraged. And the person who says, I'm discouraged too, will get over it. Get over it because Jesus lives in you. You are the light of the world. I'm not going to listen to what you feel. I'm going to listen to what Jesus says. You are the light of the world. He dwells in you. In you, he has his being. In you. You are a tabernacle of the Most High God. You see, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you've got to start believing it. And you've got to start acting as if it's true. Because it is true. You know, if we depended upon our feelings, especially today, I would never be at this microphone. Why? Because I have a terrible cold. And the best thing I want to do is to lie in bed and do nothing. But you see what? God calls me to speak the word of God today. Despite what I and my flesh wants to do. So that you would be a blessing today. You would be blessed today by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what these radio ministries do. We come to be blessings for you. Oh, I don't need your money. I need you to absorb the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the more you abandon yourself in me, says Jesus, the more you will feel my life in your soul. When you become a Christian, your desires no longer matter. It's what the Lord Jesus desires for you. In our submission to his will, moment by moment, second by second, indicates the freedom we walk in Christ. The Lord is going to, when we abandon ourselves to the divine will of God, the plans he had for us, the Lord is going to call us to do hard things for him. But it's good. You know, we weren't created for comfort. We're created for greatness in Christ. We're created to be the light of the world in Christ. We're created to do hard things which help us to overcome ourselves in Christ by his power. Christ, does he live in you? See, but is my house cluttered? I got to let Christ empty my house. I got to let Christ, you know, all the junk that I don't need, all the habits, which may not even be sinful, but aren't productive to the life of the Spirit. I need to allow every day the Lord to root something out, to build a virtue, to do something for someone else, to live with a single focus on the mission that Christ is giving to me for that day. And the first mission is to wake up and to love Christ and to be loved by Christ. There's not a lot of people that Christ has told me that give him attentiveness throughout the whole day. See, attention, where our attention goes is what we draw from. So if our attention is on Christ and telling him we love him and we bless him and we adore him and we thank him all day, then the Holy Spirit begins to resonate and begins to fill us and begins to really have this relationship with Christ where we know that he dwells within us and we know his word and we know his plans and we know his heart. But it's not like I do a 15-minute prayer, then I'm tapped out from Christ, 4 hours of TV, I don't think about it again. Then maybe I go to Mass and I... No, God, when St. Paul said pray always, it's to live in divine union with the Lord, where Christ is always at the front of your mind. And it takes practice, right? It takes discipline, for me too. But like if I'm cooking food, Jesus, let's do this together. If I'm driving in the car, Jesus, you want to go for a ride? Drive within me, Lord. And I love you for my car. And I thank you. And I pray you bless every person on this road. And maybe I'm going to pray my rosary. Maybe I'm going to listen to the word of God. It is to discipline ourselves to be single-minded in Christ. James tells us a double-minded man is weak in all his ways. When we have one foot in the world, one foot in Christ, it's good, we're saved, but we're not going to be like a strong Christian. We got to have 2 feet in the pond of the glory of God at all moments, the glory, the suffering, whatever Jesus has for me at that moment, I receive with an open heart. And I say, Jesus, if you want me to live here, I'm grateful. I live here. If you want me to go here to pray for them, I'm doing it, Lord, but we're going together. Are you inviting Jesus into every activity you do? Are you telling Jesus that you love him in everything you endure? Because this is what Christ created us for and to walk in, that our wills aren't split, that his will and our will are fused together in the divine will. And we're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, loving him in the good and the bad, even in sufferings. See, God gives us sufferings on this earth and we don't like it. But when we get to heaven, we see within that suffering, it is forming our soul into gold and giving us merit for the next life if we are able to receive it with love.
Oh, I tell you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is the Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost that is in you, than he that is in the world, that rotten devil. Oh, you are a tabernacle of the Most High God. God is waiting for you to say, I'll do anything for you. I'll go anywhere for you. I'll be anything for you. God is waiting for that. He is waiting for your surrender. I'll do anything for you. I'll go anywhere for you. I'll be anything for you. Oh, yes. And you want to know what? Oh, I used to pray that. And my aunt had an ashtray, and it was a donkey on the ashtray. And when I would pray that, the devil would say, Jesus is going to make you a donkey. They're no good. I would still pray it, because I'll do anything for you. I'll go anywhere for you. I'll be anything for you.
How about you? How about you for the Lord Jesus? So when you meet someone, don't ask him if they're saved. Ask him if Christ lives within them.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, you know what? Oh, you know what? When you go to the grocery store today, when you see the woman at the cashier, touch her hand, because as you touch her hand, the Lord Jesus Christ touches her hand within you and through you. Touch her hand and let her know she's loved. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.